happen.
Someone comes out to spend their Memorial Day weekend or a part of their Memorial Day weekend with us at Stafford County Airport, they're going to find a P-51C Mustang, part of the Commemorative Air Force's Flying Air Force, and it is decorated in the colors of the Tuskegee Airmen, the famous red-tailed pursuit squadron, escort squadron from World War II. To accompany that historic aircraft, it's actually 83 years old, almost 84 years old this year, built by North American Aviation in Dallas, Texas, is the traveling exhibit, a extremely unusual, extremely unique traveling Omnimax style theater that tells in two short and exclusive videos the story of the Tuskegee Airmen and the story of the Women Air Force Service Pilots, two branches of our military that contributed at the time the country needed them the most, but whose service may not have been fully appreciated because it wasn't welcome then, and it still is probably not as well known as it ought to be. The Mustang obviously is a spectacular way to tell those stories, and then the squadron and our squadron leader, De Grozendahl, discovered that this was a story that was more difficult to fully detail than just a pilot standing next to the airplane at a air show could easily do. And that's how the idea of this theater, which is a 53-foot semi-trailer that folds out triple wide to accommodate a curved immersive screen and a full audience, that's how that idea hit the road. And we've been on the road 16 years now, going to historic locations, air shows, special events, schools, trying to further this particular facet of our nation's rich 250-year-plus history. It's geared to be as introductory as possible. Each documentary is only about 15 minutes long. You can stay for one or you can stay for both. The theater is fully climate controlled. If it's cool, we can heat it. If it's warm, we can air condition it down. And it is not a simulator. It doesn't shake or move or rattle. But because the screen is such a unique aspect ratio, it's only about 10 feet tall because it can only go as high as the trailer, but it's 185 degrees surrounding you. So when it cuts to the aviation scenes, you really do get a sense of being in the air in that historic aircraft and having a little bit of the feeling of the freedom and the power and the opportunity to exercise their skill that the Tuskegee Airmen experienced. Tuskegee Airmen have had a couple of big budget Hollywood stabs at telling their story. They were also partially featured in the recent World War II aviation miniseries. So there's a little bit of knowledge out there, but even now, in 2026, not as much as I think probably their story, their obstacles, and all they had to overcome just to defend their country warrants. Moreover, the story of the Women Air Force Service Pilots, which is a documentary we added about 5 years ago, is so corollary in the same way that they had to overcome prejudices and obstacles and biases in addition to the enemy, but it's also not nearly as well known. So when you leave those two brief documentaries, hopefully you'll know a little bit about the Commemorative Air Force, because at the end of the day, we are the world's flying museum, and it is about the plane. But you'll also know about these men and these women who stood with the rest of America in our darkest hour, even when maybe their service wasn't wanted and certainly wasn't fully appreciated, and sacrificed because the cause they were fighting for was so just. Commemorative Air Force's goal is to make this history tangible. And in no way do we intend a slight toward any static museum. They're precious, but our goal is to make you hear the planes in their natural environment, see them flying, and then when they're on the ground static, to be able to get close to them, be able to get a picture right in front of the name of our P-51, Tuskegee Airmen by request. She's commonly known as Red Tail, but her formal name is Tuskegee Airmen by request. and get your picture right there adjacent to her. So you can take as much time with that as you choose.